how do you think you'd go running 250 kilometres? Yeah, I don't think I'd do very well either. How about doing it in the Simpson Desert? Then do it 7 times in 7 different deserts. That's exactly what Mina Julie is doing. She's recently finished the 4th of her 7 desert runs across 7 deserts. Mina is running 40 marathons all inside 7 weeks to raise awareness of global water scarcity. By 2030, global demand for usable water will outstrip supply by 40%, inspiring Mina to run 40 marathons across 7 deserts on 7 continents in 7 weeks to raise awareness of this issue. And she joins us this morning. Good morning, Mina. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Mitch. I'm good. I'm pretty tired, as you can probably imagine, but I'm in good spirits.
So you've just finished running the Simpson Desert, and you're about halfway now through this huge, huge effort. Where have you been so far?
Yeah, I'm sitting here at Sydney Airport, actually, waiting for my next flight to Johannesburg, then Cape Town, and then a 9-hour drive out to the Richtersveld Desert. So I'm sitting here just trying to digest where I've been. We started off in Spain. I ran across the Tabernas Desert in Spain, which was an incredible experience to see some of the hardships that some of the farmers are going through out there. Mm-hmm. And then the Martian-like landscape of Jordan, where we suffered our own kind of water scarcity. We didn't have water for a day because all the wells were dry.
Wow.
And went to Antarctica, ran in a whiteout where I couldn't see the difference between the sky and the horizon and the ice that I was running on. I held ice cores in my hands and looked at examples of climate change and knew that I was holding literally 60,000 years worth of climate change data.
Amazing.
Right there in my hands. And then the Red Simpson Desert. So it's been a pretty remarkable couple of weeks.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you sort of run in deserts, but also in Antarctica. What's been the trickiest so far? It sounds like the water scarcity in Jordan might have been the most trickiest.
Yeah, not having water to drink is pretty confronting because it makes you realise that, you know, this is a future, actually, that we're all going to be confronted by 2030 if we don't do something about it now. Because as you mentioned, by 2030, there's going to be a 40% greater demand for water than the supply available. I don't want what we had in Jordan to happen to anybody else. It's not a fun thing to go through. But I think that some of the most challenging things are things I didn't really expect. We went from minus 20 degrees in Antarctica to getting off the plane in Alice Springs, and it was 47 degrees. There's a 60-plus degree difference. I felt like I got off the plane and stuck my head in an oven with the fan on. So that was pretty challenging. And I think the other thing I didn't expect was the emotional toll that pushing your body so far all day, every day takes. Now, this is running 40 marathons on 7 deserts and 7 continents, sleep deprived, constantly pushing my body, not just to run a marathon on the tarmac, but run on sand along rocky cliff faces and goat tracks and places that vehicles can't access. It's been challenging.
Absolutely.
But also inspiring.
Oh, yeah, I imagine so as well. So what an incredible thing you're going through, all to raise awareness of water scarcity. So when it does get to that date, 2030, when water does, demand exceeds supply, what do we do in that situation? How can we kind of avoid getting to that spot?
Yeah, I'd rather talk about how we avoid getting there than what we do when we get there, because if we get there, we've got a problem. Mm. What I want to do is to raise awareness about the water crisis. We found when we did surveys originally, when I was even, I was so shocked when I found out about this. I said, how can I not know about it? Who else doesn't know about this? And I found that 80% of millennials don't know that we have a water crisis. And when we told them, they immediately changed their behavior. So the thing that most people don't know is that 95% of the water that we use every day is outside the home. It's not showers. It's not brushing our teeth. It's the things that we use, buy, and consume every day. So, for example, drinking tea rather than coffee saves 5 minutes in a shower, the equivalent amount of time.
Wow.
Or if I told you that all the clothes that you're wearing today use more water to make than all the water you've drunk in your entire lifetime, you'd probably be shocked.
Water to make clothes?
To grow the cotton and the fabrics and then produce them and get them to you and so on.
Wow.
It takes more water to make all of those clothes. than you have drunk in your entire lifetime.
So some pretty incredible things to think about in your everyday life. But, Mina, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. You've got a long way to go, but all the best with the rest of your journey, okay?
My pleasure. And I just want to tell you, I have been so proud to be an Australian doing this. This is something nobody in the world has ever done before, and it's given me an enormous amount of pride and happiness to hold that Australian flag aloft and have the support of the Australian community behind me. I cannot thank you, your listeners, people around us, just an enormous vote of thanks to say thank you very much, guys.
You're very welcome. All the best in the rest of your journey.
Thank you very much.
That is Mina Julie doing something incredible, a world first, as she just told us, running across 7 deserts in 7 weeks, totaling up a total of 40 marathons, which is just incredible. I'm flat out doing a 10K run. And as she sort of talked about there, very passionate about the issue of water scarcity, and just everyday simple things like drinking tea instead of coffee can save so much water, especially clothes as well. How crazy is that? Uses more drinks of water you had in your lifetime to make the clothes that you're currently wearing. So really interesting to think about there.